Hey, 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 it's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla. You can hear me weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. on Finger Lakes News Radio. FLX Morning continues now.
And welcome back to FLX Morning. It is 8:37, and Laura Turbine and a guest, Helen Kelly, are joining us here in the studio from Finger Lakes Health. Laura, I'll start with you. Good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you, Paul?
Good, good. So what's on our docket for today? Something very important, we should say.
It is. So, of course, it's the season of feeling grateful. It's the season of us all, I think, counting our blessings and all the things that we feel grateful for. And one of the things I'm grateful for is I get to work with a wonderful group of colleagues. And one of my close colleagues is Helen Kelly, who is our director of development. So she's here today. So I get to bring sort of one of my own team members. And we're going to talk a little bit about this exact same thing, feeling grateful, how you can make an impact. And so we're really talk about the mission of our organization, Finger Lakes Health, our two hospitals, and our four nursing homes, and all of our practices, and most importantly, how you can play an instrumental role in making sure that care is available here, locally, accessibly, that we have all the up-to-date equipment, and all the ways that hopefully, as you are grateful in this season, as our listeners, they can sort of count themselves in, stand up and be counted, and help support some of the important things that we know are critical to people in our region.
So let's say good morning to Helen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. How many years have you been a part of this effort?
Oh, so I just celebrated my fourth anniversary with the organization. I know it's hard to believe, but yep, they've put up with me for 4 years, so it's all good.
Well, they put up with me here for like about 11, so.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
One of the things we wanted to center on is the FLX Gives event, and that is coming up this weekend. So give us a little bit of background on what the event is all about.
So basically, the FLX Gives is an event, an online event that celebrates all the wonderful community organizations and not-for-profit organizations in the Finger Lakes. It's hosted, as it is, by the Community Foundation of Elmira, Corning, and the Finger Lakes. And we were invited a couple of years ago to participate for the first time. It's a day of online giving this year. It's actually going to be Thursday, the 17th, from 6 p.m. to Friday, the 18th, 6 p.m. It's usually a 24-hour event. And basically what it is you can just go to the FLX Gives website, and there are many, many partners, including us, who will have web pages where you can donate. You can act as a fundraiser on behalf of us, and you can use your social media or your strong arming and get friends to help fundraise for a particular cause. You can volunteer to help. There's all kinds of ways to get involved, but for the most part, it's kind of shining a spotlight on the local community not-for-profits and our needs for this year. We will be participating.
Now, you mentioned that it was a couple of years ago that Finger Lakes Health was approached to be involved in this. What was that process like?
So basically, they advertise it through emails and et cetera, and we jumped on. It's open to any not-for-profit, but we jumped on when we saw the opportunity. And every year it's grown. This year we have a larger presence than we did the first. We kind of stuck our toe in the water last year, and this year we have our own website that we built, and it basically explains our mission. It explains what we're fundraising for, and different ways that you can support us.
Well, let's break down then while we've got a minute. What is the focus for the fundraising effort this time around?
Well, so typically every year we do select a couple of different projects, programs, sites that we are supporting. But always we are looking for unrestricted gifts, just so that we can use it where we most need it. This year has been a very challenging fundraising year for pretty much every not-for-profit, because of the economy, inflation, the midterm elections take a lot of actually money and attention away from not-for-profits. And there's just been very many elements that have come together to make it challenging. The focus we're hoping in this season of great gratitude and season of giving will be back onto your local not-for-profits who have missions that are very, very important to support. We do have some, as I mentioned, some specific things where we are fundraising right now for a fence around our new toddler playground and new preschool playground at the Dooley Center for Early Learning. We are focusing on our tuition buyback program, which supports repaying of student loans for our RNs, LPNs, and med techs. We are also raising money in Yates County for a new defibrillator, a cardiac defibrillator for the ALS, the Medic 55 vehicle that serves all of Yates County. And we're also, as I said, we want we're fundraising for general support this year, really focusing on.
We truly have so many capital needs, too. We've just been sort of going through that list, everything from new endoscopes for our ORs, new towers for our ORs, some cardiac ultrasound equipment, the needs of literally a replacement elevator. Some of these things are not what I would call sort of the sexy items, but they're needed. A replacement elevator in our long-term care facilities was one of those things. You have a mechanical impact, you've got to address it right then because we need to make sure that we're safe if there were ever a need for people in a wheelchair to be in and out. So we don't have lots of, when things go, when things age out within a hospital, you don't have a lot of time. It's not like at home where we can say, oh, should we do a new roof this year? You have that need to rise. Lots of times we proactively, you know, plan and budget for these things. But in the times that have been changing with all of the increasing costs for COVID, the increasing costs for our staff, I just want to say it's been kind of what I would call the perfect storm for healthcare. So things like foundation investments and things aren't doing as well at the exact same time that some of our donors are also finding themselves having to prioritize and make varied choices. And without question, we've continued to see increasing costs for staffing, testing, all the things you hear about in healthcare. So with that, we just want to say we really are grateful to our donors who have made it possible, who've continued to count us among their priorities. We have a couple great ways that are easy ways where things don't necessarily impact your pocketbook today. I'll leave those to Helen to talk about. But I also want to give a shout out to our auxiliaries. We have an auxiliary at Huntington Living Center, an auxiliary at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, and an auxiliary at Geneva General. And their mission really is to fundraise and help support these programs and projects. And each year they do holiday projects. So it's the perfect time. So Let Their Light Shine is at Soldiers and Sailors, and you actually have the ability to have sort of a name and honor or memory of someone on a tree. The same, the Taylor Brown is called the Festival of Stars, and it's a pine cone remembrance tree at Geneva. So each one of them has a way. If you've got that person in your life who has everything, or you think, I just want to do a small little thought and my budget doesn't afford quite as much this year, some of these are as little as $5 or so that helps us, but also gives you a way that we'll send an acknowledgement to that person and give them a sense that you've acknowledged and given them a gift. And it's a gift that really pays the dividends forward for the whole community to benefit. So thanks to the auxiliaries. Go online to our website if you want to learn about these three opportunities with any of the auxiliaries. And I guess a great way to recognize people. And I'll have Helen talk a little bit more about some of the other ways. Of course, you can always go on our website, make a credit card gift, make a gift, you can send us a check, all of those things. But there are some other kind of unique ways that we're trying to capture people who might be in a spot this year who want to make a gift, but they're just not sure how to make that happen.
Right. So cash gifts are always appreciated, as Lara said. But if you are in a situation where you're a little strapped and do want to make an impact, we are really focusing on planned giving, which is typically thought of as bequests or estate gifts. There's also stock gifts. If you have any stocks that you are liquidating and want to give us the proceeds. What we did was last year we partnered with an organization called Free Will, and it's basically our gift to our donors, where you can go on our Free Will site and you can get there through our website, flhealth.org, and complete a free will for free, doesn't cost anything, that is legally binding, takes 20 minutes to complete, is very comprehensive, very easy, very user-friendly. So you can go ahead and everybody needs a will. If you have children or pets or a home or a spouse or a partner or whatever, everybody does need to consider their estate planning. So it's a great way to support your legacy and also to make sure that you have a plan in place. And within that, you can make a bequest gift to Finger Lakes Health. Remember us in your will. It can be a percentage. It could be a cash. You can make a funeral wish where we were the ones that you know, benefit from a memorial gift, if that's your choice. And you can also do your stock giving on Free Will as well, and that's free. You don't have to use a brokerage. You can go directly onto they do all the liquidation for you for the stock. It's very easy, very, very customer friendly. So those are ways that you can support us in the future and now, but not through necessarily cash.
It's also a great time during the holidays. It's odd to time to think about these things, but it's a critical time. We used to always do a campaign right around Thanksgiving to say, when you have your family all in one place, you're all sitting around the table before, like, have your dinner, but before you have pie, everybody's going to have this conversation. It's not just time to think about a will, but it's time to think about healthcare proxy. What are your wishes? What's important to you? Let's get all the kids on the same page. Let's have everybody hear it at once so that we see families too often in these moments of crisis where these conversations haven't happened. And now the conversations are happening in a vulnerable, stressful time.
Right.
So the ability to not only all make a commitment and say, hey, it's free. You can go online, make a will, it's free. And you can have the ability to, as we said, give a percentage, make a wish to say in lieu of flowers, we'd like to support something that's long lasting if for my funeral wishes. Again, it doesn't need to be your whole estate. It's just even a small portion or a memorial gift. But more importantly, even those things like the healthcare proxy, talk with your family about your wishes. Do you want to be an organ donor? Do you want to have artificial nutrition or artificial respiration? Like, what's important to you? So I would always say begin those conversations around Thanksgiving. And then also as we head into the new year, there's always those New Year's resolutions. This is an easy one that you can make and keep for yourself. We all want to make the one about eating well. I get it. But let's go ahead and also make the one about making this as a gift to ourselves and our family, regardless of whether you give to Finger Yourself Foundation. Of course, I'm here saying we give this as a free gift to our community because we want our community to be able to have access to this. And
right.
We hope you'll remember us and priorities. But a critical tool that Helen has brought to us as really a gift to the community to be able to say, these are conversations we should be having. It's easy. If you've got pets and you want them taken care of after, it thinks of everything and prompts you with a question. It is simple as can be, and within 15 minutes you check something off your list that might have been causing literally that feeling of hanging over your head.
Yeah, and I can speak from experience with my family that if you don't have these wishes planned out in advance, this is not something you want to try to do in real time.
No.
In all seriousness,
these are not the hospital bedside conversations you want to be having.
No,
nor the post doctor's appointment conversations.
Right.
These are, and like I said, we kind of tease a little bit about really is this your Thanksgiving dinner table conversation? But on one hand, when you're all together, when you're actually thinking about what you're grateful for and you're really prioritizing, and at a time that people can be a little relaxed and really have this back and forth and really have these meaningful moments, it's a great way. It's also a great role modeling for some of the younger people in your family and your kids to be thinking, these are conversations we have with one another when we love one another. And these are, you know, as I said, maybe not everybody's favorite family Thanksgiving tradition, but, you know, before you get the euchre out, before you start playing your card games or whatever you do on Thanksgiving.
Before you wind up falling asleep watching football.
Right.
Okay. That's probably what people do more often.
There you go.
Have the conversation.
Absolutely. And to recap again, the FLX Gives 24-hour period starts Thursday.
Yes.
And ends Friday. And again, the time window is?
It's 6 p.m., Thursday to 6 p.m. And I do want to mention, too, if I could,
sure.
There's a couple of other opportunities we're going to give if you miss FLX Gives. We are going to be participating in Stock Monday, which is November 28th. Which is a great way to just focus on gifts of stock. And as I said, you can go to our website and click on a link there for free will for to get that done. And then also the next day, the 29th of November, is Giving Tuesday, which is a global giving day. I'm sure most people are aware of. It's been going on for many, many years now. We will be participating in that as well. So there's opportunities still.
And every day is Giving Day at Finger Lakes Health. I will also say you can go on our website any day of the week, any moment of time, 24/7. If you think this is a way, and you can actually indicate for us a gift in honor of someone, a gift is a legacy for someone, we'll send an acknowledgement. So if you are lying up at night, don't worry about getting on for some 24-hour Black Friday sale online in the middle of the morning. Get up, make your gift. We'll send an acknowledgement to your recipient and let them know that you thought of them in the most meaningful way.
Well said. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Helen. And again, to find out more about what we've been talking about here, you can visit the Finger Lakes Health website, which is flhealth.org.
Yep.
All right.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.